Kia ora, kua tere anō matiariki tēnei, and this is your Wātea English News. Hawke's Bay man Wee Huata says he's not leaving the whenua at Bridge Pa, where he and wife Donna Awatere Huata have been living for more than 30 years, despite an appeal against the High Court judgment that they have no grounds to stay on it. Since a 20-year lease with the Huatas expired in 2019, the Mangaroa 26N2 Trust has been trying to regain possession of the 17-hectare block, which Mr. Huata moved onto in 1986 after what he says was a handshake deal with trustee Nick Wall. Over the years, the land has been used for pig farming, orcharding, and a kohanga reo, but in recent years, most of it has been subleased to a farmer who's growing lucerne for stock feed. Mr. Huata says he had the right to buy the land under the 1999 lease agreement, but the High Court ruled last year that the option was not valid and binding when it was given. And in any case, no sale proposal won the required level of support from the Trust 180 beneficiaries. Mr. Huata says while he has abandoned his appeal to the Court of Appeal, he intends to go back to the High Court, and if that fails, seek leave to go to the Supreme Court.
I don't want to get to that stage in my life where I've had regrets for not fighting harder. And if it means us having to invest a heck of a lot more money in this, then so be it. But in 10, 20, 30, 40 years' time, I still want to be able to look my mokos in the eye. If we lost this land and say, I did everything possible to fight for this land.
Wee Huata. Meningitis Foundation Aotearoa says unless more funding is targeted towards public awareness about meningitis, people will continue to die. Parliament's Health Select Committee has endorsed a petition calling for free vaccinations for the most at-risk groups, including babies, the very young, and adolescents. Foundation Chair Jared Rushton says Māori and Pacifica peoples are by far the most at-risk groups.
Māori and Pacifica are 4 to 5 times more likely to contract the disease. And in fact, at the moment, we're sitting around 70% of our cases are Māori and Pacifica.
Jared Rushton says current low vaccination rates among Māori and Pacifica worsens the risk. And having lost one of his own children to the illness, he wants to spare families that grief. And finally, a predator-free island in Fiordland's Tamatea Dusky Sound is being assessed as a potential home for Aotearoa's rarest parakeet, the orange-fronted Kākāriki Karaka. Department of Conservation Kākāriki Karaka Operations Manager Wayne Beggs says Doc and Te Runanga o Ngaitahu, who jointly run the species recovery program, are looking for more sites to release birds bred by the Isaac Conservation and Wildlife Trust and Orana Wildlife Park near Christchurch. Kaumātua Michael Skerritt says the 4 southern Ngaitahu Papatipu Runanga are keen to host the manu on Pukenui and Ka Island. Kākāriki Karaka are the rarest mainland forest bird in Aotearoa, with about 330 left in the wild. And that is your Wātea English News for this hour.